Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the conquering Lamb of Revelation. This is day 5, a new song to the redeeming Lamb. Revelation 5, 7 through 10. Let's pray. Our Father, on this new day, we give you our hearts afresh. We open them up to you. We ask you to implant in us those thoughts and those words from your word that will strengthen and help us today. We bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're still in the heavenly throne room. The Lamb, the only one who is worthy, now takes the scroll from the hand of the Father. I'm reading from Revelation chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign upon the earth." Imagine yourself there, in the heavenly throne room of God, on a sea of glass clear as crystal, surrounded by the 24 elders and the four living creatures. You observe as the Lamb takes the scroll from the hand of the Father. The watchers erupt with worship. Each of the elders has a harp. Guitar is our most common modern worship equivalent. The prayers of the saints go up like incense before the throne, and music rises as a new song. What is a new song? One that has never been sung before. Recently, our church's worship pastor received a new song from the Lord, wrote it down, and then led our congregation in singing it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Again and again, we read about a new song, especially in the Psalms, as David and other worship leaders are given revelation in the form of new songs. Here are a couple of examples. Psalm 33:3, "Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts." Psalm 40, verse 3, "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God." Again, in Revelation 14, the 144,000 sing a new song before the throne. It is a special song that only they can know. I suspect that singing in tongues also involves singing to the Lord a new song and is beautiful before our King. The new song indicates spontaneity, new things God is doing in your life, new growth rather than exclusive reliance on traditional songs for your worship form. I encourage you to go someplace where you don't have to be self-conscious and try singing words or praise to a tune that you make up as you go. It doesn't have to be great, just from the heart. Sometimes you hear little children sing this way. Try it. Try singing a new song to the Lord. Ponder for a moment the content of this new song. I'm reading from verse 9. "Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals." The Lamb is worthy of the privilege of opening the seals of the scroll because of who he is. Now we see words that spell out the Lamb's sacrifice and its result. "Worthy are you, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Verses 9 through 10. I saw the word slain in Revelation 5, 6, where we saw a lamb standing as it had been slain, with emphasis on the lamb slaughtered for sacrifice, literally slain by cutting its throat. So the lamb is slain to be a sacrifice for the very specific purpose of being a ransom to redeem all those held in slavery. Ransom here is agorazo, to secure the rights of someone by paying a price. Buy, acquire as property. This verse recalls Jesus' ultimate purpose in history. Mark 10:45, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus' own blood is the purchase price to manumit or free these valued slaves. 1 Peter 1:18-19. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. These ransomed slaves are manumitted or freed for God. He doesn't keep us in bondage, but sets us free. We are his servants, yes, but the bond is now love rather than law. Notice that Christ's death on the cross is not just for the Jews. Rather, for people from every tribe and language and people and nation. We are part of a cosmopolitan, transracial, wholesale buyback of lost humanity. There is no place among us redeemed slaves for a sense of superiority based on birth or color or language or knowledge or wealth or even holy lives. We have all been slaves, and now we are a freed people. Moreover, we are a freed people with a purpose in the kingdom of the Lamb. Verse 10, you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. The song says of us that they shall reign on the earth. The verb is basiluo, to exercise authority at a royal level, be king, rule. I imagine that we will be officials of some kind in the bureaucracy of the kingdom of God, ruling or supervising parts of the administration of Christ Jesus. That might even include serving as client kings under the King of Kings. Who knows? Over whom we will govern? I'm not sure. We also look forward to being priests to our God, those who are dedicated to worshiping and serving God, just as Peter envisions us as a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:5. Sometimes we feel weak and helpless. The evil forces of this world can feel overwhelming. Surely, under the Roman persecutions, the early Christians felt that. But the book of Revelation, and this passage particularly, encourages us that this is only temporary, that Christ will open the seals and reign as King of Kings, and we will reign with him. There is a song sung in the darkness, and then there is a song sung as the new day breaks, a hopeful, more joyful song. This new song sung before the Lamb is one of those songs. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for paying the awful price that freed me and that keeps me free. Lord, prepare me to be ready to do my part in your kingdom administration as I rule with you and on your behalf, and help me to sing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our day 5 meditation based on Revelation 7 through 10. You have been redeemed, purchased by payment of a price. In your own case, what kind of slavery have you been rescued from? Does this inspire you to sing to the Lord, even while darkness still swirls around you? Why do you think Jesus wants you to reign with him in the new heavens and the new earth? God bless you today as you serve.